Hello dear listener, it's James here. Excuse my scratchy voice, I've got a bit of a cold. I just thought I'd share my experience from this morning. I've been working overnight with some late night work maintenance on a database thing, and before I go to bed I thought, well, one thing I've got to do is take the car in for a service, and then while I'm out towards the town I shall go and pick up a parcel, which is, you know, one of those Royal Mail red cards that's come through the door. Which strikes me as quite amusing. If referees were to hold up a red card for a bad footballer, they have to take it and then have to go to the Royal Mail delivery office and pick up a parcel for them. That's suitable punishment, I think. Anyway, I got to the Toyota garage to get my car serviced, or the family car serviced, and the receptionist goes, "Hello, Mr. Hart." And I go, "Whoa." Don't expect that response from somebody, or that greeting from somebody. I must be famous there or something, which is, I thought was really quite nice, actually, because normally, you know, if you go to a place, "Can I help you?" But obviously she knew I was coming, and it was all very nice. Apparently it was because I'm pretty much the only person who's booked a car in for that time of the morning. But it's still nice, and I asked her name, and her name is Val, so I must remember to greet her when I next see her, and then it'll be good. So then I went to the collection place, and I'm waiting for one of these sort of foam windshields for my microphone that I use to do my radio show, because at the moment, if I don't have a windshield, I puh all over the place and it sounds awful. And the only other one I've got is one of those round ones, which you can sort of, you know, vocalists, you see when they're singing, they have one hand over their ear and a big circle of what looks like tights in front of them. However, that obscures the screen, so I can't really see what I'm doing, because the microphone's between me and my computer screens. So, yes, I've ordered that. However, the box I actually collected is much bigger. It's an Amazon box, and I have no idea what's in it, so I thought I would share the surprise with you. I'm just hoping it's something good, because it's not often I order stuff off of the internet. And therefore I would think I'd remember what I've ordered. So I'm opening it now. And, for some peculiar reason, it's been ordered in my name, but because Beth and her eagerness to prepare for Christmas, it's the advent calendars. Why advent calendars, you might ask, from Amazon? Well, we've had enough of cheap chocolate advent calendars. You know, you get, or even more expensive advent calendars, where you get a little nugget of chocolate that if you bought it in bar format, you'd probably be paying something like £1.50. But because you get to open a little bit every day, it doesn't work out as good value. So what we've done is we've gone to Germany, I believe, and got some Haribo advent calendars, which are much more fun, good value, and because Beth's brother can't eat chocolates because of his medical condition, it works for all of us, as well as him. So that's what's in the parcel, and I'm sure Beth will be delighted. So I still have no idea where my muff is. I'll just box it back up and put it for Beth's attention. Buy her sofa, for she does have a sofa. Job's a good one, and mystery solved. And now I can go to bed in the knowledge. Actually, I better write an email to say, "Where the heck's my mic muff?" Going now. Bye.